Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, Cindy Lake, will be here. Plus on the Power Planet panel today, Robert Compton, Chuck Muth, and Dan Hart. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Cindy Lake. She is the chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Thanks for having me.
What did you think of the president's inaugural speech?
Interesting. I respect his position of office, but unfortunately, I don't agree with, you know, his positions that he's taking.
What would you like to see? Because obviously at this point in time, Washington is pretty dysfunctional. There's a constant battle, obviously, with the House. And yet the president and the Democrats control the Senate. Where do you think there are points where people can come together? Or is it just going to be another battle for four more years?
Well, it's funny because I would like to see less bipartisanship. I would like to see Republicans stand firm and, you know, and vote Republican conservative. So I'm of a different mindset, I think. I think we should, you know, we should get along, but our representative should be representing us.
Okay, so in that case, what you're saying is we should be civil, but we're going to disagree.
Yes.
Are there any areas where you think that we can move forward together?
There are a lot of areas we can move forward together. The good thing is that as chairman of the county party, our political bent is more local, and so we can move forward together on so many different things, but I think raising the debt ceiling is not one of them. You know, we should have stood firm with the fiscal cliff issue, and as I said, I think we should count on our Republican representation to vote conservatively and stand firm.
Are you comfortable with the representation we have from Nevada on the Republican side?
Well, I wish they would be a little bit more strong. conservatively speaking.
Okay. One of the things that came out of this election, obviously, was the power of the Hispanic vote, and not just in the country, but in particular in Nevada. And yet there's been a lot of anti-Hispanic sentiment from the Republican Party over the last few years. Do you think that the party in the state needs to change in their attitude towards Hispanics?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say that, because on our e-board, we have actually 5 Hispanics on our county e-board, and you know, I don't know if you know the history of what's going on with our disconnect here, but you would think that the national party would have embraced us more so, being that we do have everything that they want. We have young people, we have Hispanics, we have women, the target demographics that the Republicans need and say that they want, we actually have here in Nevada and in Clark County. So yes, the answer is a resounding yes, and there are so many things that they can do to help.
In the past, I've talked to conservative Hispanic businessmen, legal immigrants to the country, who were not in favor of any immigration reform whatsoever. They felt that they had paid their dues, they had come up the right way, they had gone through all the legal systems, and that it was unfair for other people to jump ahead in line. How do you feel about that, and how does the Clark County Party feel about that, and immigration reform in general, really?
Well, we feel similar to that. We don't think that there should be any incentives given for bad behavior. The problem is that as a country, we give incentives for bad behavior. So we need to de-incentivize bad behavior.
And what does that actually mean?
Well, it means, you know, no incentives to do things illegally, no jumping ahead. Yes, we have that issue. We have a lot of illegals here, and I don't think there's anything that we can do about that per se, but let's not incentivize them. Let's not commend them for bad behavior. So I don't say we send them back. I don't think that's possible. But remove the incentives that are there, and they won't come here legally.
As the president and the National Republican Party appears to be moving forward towards immigration reform of some kind, and potentially comprehensive reform, are you not in favor of that?
Not necessarily. I side with the, you know, the hardworking businessmen and women who did things the legal way, and I think there's a path for that. There's a legal path for that already in place.
That's true, but I mean, you're dealing with a problem that exists, that there's potentially 12 million plus people here in this country. People are driving the roads without driver's licenses, without insurance. Would you not like to know who those people are? And at least have,
you know,
them within
gonna,
a system?
I would like to hear more on that subject. I would. At this point, I really don't have a strong position on that. I think there are pros and cons to, you know, a national ID card or wherever that's heading. So, yes, we do have a problem, and yes, we need to address the problem, but sometimes when you address the problem, it creates other problems.
All right, well, let's hold it there.
I don't want to see that happen.
Okay, let's take a break, come back. We're with Cindy Lake right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more ExxonMobilEnergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cindy Lake. She's the chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. You were saying when we went to the break there that immigration reform could cause more problems. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, once we institute a national ID,
there hasn't really been talk of that, though. I mean, you know, in the legalization debate, there hasn't been a discussion really of a national ID.
Well, I mean, even, you know, to give an illegal person a driver's license, those of us who have earned, you know, our privileges would be somewhat disparaged. It should, and again, let's go back to those people who have done things all the legal and proper way, and so now we're giving driver's licenses and we're saying, okay, you're here illegally, but we're going to give you the privilege to drive and get insurance, et cetera.
Do you not think that it's going to be more and more difficult for Republicans to get elected in Nevada, especially in southern Nevada, when, you know, you have these kind of situations and the Hispanic population is going to continue to grow, and they went so far in the direction of not only going to vote Democrat, but also to vote independent rather than Republican?
Well, I think we speak to the Hispanic population. As I said, we're well represented on the count in the county party. I think stay true to our values, our conservative principles. I mean, Hispanics are hard workers, you know, and they align themselves with us in many different ways. And I think once we stand firm to our platform and our conservative principles, Hispanics will vote Republican, and we will get more Hispanic representation. So I don't think we have to become Democrat light to attract Hispanics. I think we have to be more conservative, and they will be attracted to the Republican Party.
Do you feel that there has been an anti-Hispanic sentiment from the conservative side over the last few years?
Well, I think they've done, they haven't done enough to embrace the Hispanics, and if we, you know, if we're going to be Democrat light, the Hispanics are going to vote Democrat. There's no reason to align themselves with the conservative Republicans. But as I said, as hard workers, hardworking businessmen, and family-oriented culture that they are, they should definitely align themselves with our conservative platform. So we have to stand firm on that.
Marco Rubio, I would imagine you're a fan of his, but he's pushing for his own version of immigration reform. Would you be prepared to at least support that?
I would have to hear more about that before I would say whether I would support it or not.
And I guess really the big, I didn't mean to spend all of our time on this, but it seems to me the bigger question is you've got all these people living here, and there's a huge difference between some kind of documentation and citizenship. You know, there's temporary residency, there's permanent residency, and all of these things take years. There's background checks, there's all kinds of things, paying back taxes. Are you in favor of any of those steps to identify this vast group of people within our society that, as you pointed out, are not going home? Because this is their own.
I mean, I would like to see them, you know, integrate and be part of our, but again, I think they need to do everything in a legal way, and it shouldn't cost the taxpayer any more money to pay for bad behavior. So we have to figure it out, And as I said, if we remove the incentives like free education and free medical care, et cetera, perhaps we wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
We could go on, but I want to hit other things here. Let's talk about the legislature, just about to take place beginning of February. What are your thoughts on what you would like to see accomplished at the legislature?
I would like to see cuts, spending cuts, and I would like
where?
To see where, well, probably in public salaries. I'd like, love to see that addressed. Our public employees make an exorbitant amount of money, more so than private sector employees. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see a cap on public employee salary, at the highest levels. I think we have over 1,000 public employees making over $200,000 a year. I'd like to see a cap of $100,000 a year in place until unemployment comes down. I'd like to see some Second Amendment, strong Second Amendment legislation. Michelle Fiore has a BDR that she's introduced for campus carry. I'd like to see support for that. I'd like to see support for Don Gustafson's BDR, the Nevada Liberty Preservation Act, which is in directly against the NDAA Act that was passed in 2011.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the NDAA,
National Defense Authorization Act.
Oh, okay, and you guys have put out a piece on this, correct?
Yes, we have.
The resolution. Hey, exactly what did this mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about
it. There certainly
is. Sections 1021 and 1022 are actually the culprits here, and from what we understand and from what we're seeing, and there is a court case, Nevada federal judge has found that this is unconstitutional. But apparently those two sections would allow for indefinite detention of American citizens on our soil. So we definitely don't want that. And I guess our Republican representative in the legislature and a couple of other co-sponsors do not want to see that happen as well. So if there's any ambiguity, we need to address that, and I think there is.
And as part of this, you addressed this to the Clark County Sheriff to get him involved. Has he given you any response?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. Well, it was very nice to meet you, and I thank
you
for coming
you.
On. I'd love to have more discussions with you on more topics, and certainly as the legislature progresses.
Thank you so much
for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30. Newsmakers, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. Robert Compan is here. He's Manager of Government and Industry Affairs for Farmers Group Incorporated. Dan Hart is Democratic Political Consultant. And Chuck Muth, President of Citizens Outreach. Pleasure to have you all here. Let's start out with you, Dan. First of all, your thoughts on the President's inaugural speech.
Well, listen, I think it has to be looked at as a companion to what he's going to say in the State of the State. I think that clearly he set out a vision, an agenda that is a little less moderate than he has been before, a little bit more, I think, to the liberal side. And I think certainly his base is going to be applauding him. I think we see that a lot with presidents in second terms, that they tend to revert towards their base as opposed to trying to reach across the aisle as much as they had prior to that.
Robert?
Well, yeah, you know, he doesn't have to run again, so he can run on a platform, you know, whatever he decides that he wants to. I think that he, you know, hit some key points, but he didn't go far enough on immigration reform.
You don't think that's going to happen? I mean, it seems to me that with the Republican Party so concerned about the Hispanic vote either going Democratic or independent, that this is something that everybody finally wants to get done.
Well, I think the Republicans are definitely going to push the issue, but the thing is, where are they on, you know, as bipartisanship on it? You know, are they close together or are they far apart? You know, I haven't really seen anything that came out of the Obama camp on really what they want to do as far as, constructive immigration reform. And we haven't seen anything. I mean, you know, words are words, but unless you take actions, you know, that's when I'll believe something happens.
The last president to take a stand on this was George W. Bush in combination with John McCain and Senator Reid. It's been a long time. Do you think, and if it's going to get done, it has to get done first year of this term?
Yeah, if it's going to get done, it has to get done with conservative members of Congress on board with it. You're not going to be able to just do this down the middle because there's just too many conservatives that are in there that have to answer to their base. So I think from the Republican side, you're going to absolutely need Marco Rubio is going to have to take a leading role in it, and an emerging voice of reasons. Ron Paul's son, Senator Rand Paul. I think between he and Marco Rubio, they could probably do something. But Matt, you know, back to the speech, and you were very polite in saying it was a little bit more liberal than what. I have this problem not just with President Obama, but with Republican candidates and Democrat candidates from both sides. If he had talked like that during the campaign, the results of that election probably might have been very, very different. None of these candidates from the Republican side or the Democrat side very few of them seem to really go out and tell the American public exactly what they stand for and what they would do, and then let the public vote on it. We have to guess. We find out after the election that now all of a sudden we find out that he's really a hardcore liberal. I wish there was a little truth in labeling from all camps.
I think the problem the Republicans have is that there was truth in labeling from Mitt Romney, and that's what happened in the election. The contrast was drawn between Obama and Romney. I think it was more that the prior election was more about Romney than it was about Obama, and I think that was a strategic political success of the Democrats.
In that case, but I'll say the problem there, and real quick, because I don't want to cut you off, but it was the primary. Mitt Romney ran as a conservative, and he was not a conservative, but he fooled a lot of Republicans into thinking, look, if Republicans are going to lose, I'd rather them go down in flames with a conservative candidate than lose with a Mitt Romney.
All right, but isn't the bottom line here that there are two different things here? There is called running for election and governing. Are they not two distinct things?
Exactly. And I think what separates the Democrats and Republicans, it's not rhetoric. It's a Democratic machine. I mean, they absolutely have the best GOTV, get-out-the-vote machine of anybody. You know, the Republicans kind of falter on that. They don't know what they want to do, how they want to do it, and how they want to progress. They're even divided in their own camp right now when you look at them, what they want to do for the next coming election cycle. So it's going to be a lot of repair work if the GOP wants to, you know, make grounds. But, you know, the Democratic machine is one powerful machine.
Okay. And Chuck, in your conversations with conservatives, you know, are there lessons learned from this last cycle and the cycle before that and the cycle before that you know, something needs to be done now? You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
But
I mean, there are lessons to be learned. The question is whether or not the leadership of the Republican Party actually learns it. Bob's absolutely absolutely right. The Democrat Party, GOTV for the Democrats, stands for Get Out the Vote. For Republicans, it's Get on Television. And they have, you know, decided that grassroots activation is done on the boob tube. We can just go up and put 30-second ads and spend millions and millions of dollars on television, and that's going to drive people to the polls in favor of their candidate. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked in the past, and eventually they're going to learn that they need to get back to fighting a ground war, and slug it out with the Democrat activists, because they do. They have it down, especially in this city, Las Vegas, and in Nevada. They got it down cold.
Well, it doesn't happen overnight, though, either. The technology involved. There's an evolution, not just in the intensity, but also in the technology involved in GOTV operations and identifying voters and getting them to the polls. And the Democrats have a significant, they've built a foundation and have a significant advantage there. It's going to take a while for the Republicans. Once they have the intention of doing it, it's going to take a while for them to actually catch up.
And one of the things that they could do is take some of this large money that has been donated to buying advertising into perhaps buying somebody high up in the Democratic ranks who understands how this works and bringing them over to the Republican side as a business decision.
Needless to say.
Hey, you know, we've seen Dick Morris float from one side to the other.
You should keep advertising on your show.
Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, that's the exception to the rule.
Absolutely. All right, listen, you guys are so good. We're going to keep you over for another show. We'll be right back from Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have been diagnosed with lung cancer, you may be entitled to compensation. Even with a history of smoking, you may still qualify. Asbestos trusts have been established, and billions of dollars have been paid to people with lung cancer or mesothelioma. To learn more, contact us now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-950-MESO. For nearly two decades, we've been fighting for people with lung cancer and mesothelioma. Call us at 1-800-950-MESO. Lung cancer and mesothelioma. Don't fight it alone.
Home Treasures Marketplace is looking for your gently used quality home furnishings for consignment. Come in today or call us at 883-4260. Home Treasures Marketplace at the Carson Mall.
It's the Super Sale event. Score huge savings.
Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and kids and teens marked down.
Save up to a full 30%.
No down payment. 0% financing until 2016.
Guaranteed same-day delivery before the big game.
Win a leather power reclining sofa.
Win an entertainment center.
Win a 51-inch big screen HD TV.
Winners in every store.
It's the Super Sale event going on now at More Furniture for Less.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Carol Velarde will be here from the Nevada Taxpayers Association. We'll see you then.